You are listening to All Things Azeroth. Your World of Warcraft podcast. And now, here are your hosts, Medros and Grace.
Hey everybody, and welcome back to another AzPodMo. This is the final AzPodMo of 2008, as it is the 30th of November. I want to talk a little bit today about some of the most interesting quests and places to see in World of Warcraft Wrath of the Lich King. This is out in Northrend, of course. I made up a list of top 5 places to see and top 5 quests to do, so I want to start with the places to see. The first one is Kaldara. Kaldara is the place where you'd find the Nexus. You get to there by going to Amber Ledge and talking to the big red dragon. Just right-click on the dragon twice, and you'll get the flight path for Kaldara learned. That will take you to Transitus Shield. The Nexus is one of the most beautiful places to see. There are amazing quests there, including one where you have to take out a consort of Malagos. I would definitely, without a doubt, recommend that you would want to go and try that quest, see it through the end, and enjoy the story behind one of the bosses you'll find in the five-man dungeon Nexus. The next place you want to check out is Wormcrest Temple. This is located in Dragonblight. It is the location where the dragons receive their charges, so to speak, the charging of the dragon flights, as they call it. It's a great piece of lore, it's a great piece of story, and of course you get to see Chromie, you get to see a black dragon, you get to see a green representative of Ysera, who is also found in the Zone of Dragonblight in one way or another, and of course you get to see Crassus and Alexstrasza, who are the leaders, so to speak, of the Red Dragonflight. Alexstrasza is also the Dragon Queen, so she is the queen of all of the dragons. The next one, while you're in Dragonblight, do the question that leads you back to the Wrathgate. It's called Return to Angrathar. That quest and that area is so amazing. I wrote about this on my blog back when they originally put the Return to Angrathar completion in with the Wrathgate cutscene and all of that great stuff, and honestly, you'll probably not find a more, as I've come to call it, lorgasmic event in the entire game than the Return to Angrathar completion and the cutscene that follows. Once you have hit Dalaran, I recommend going up to the Purple Parlor. Now, Dalaran definitely would be in the top 5 places to see because it's an amazing city. The little details are just incredible. Fishing from the fountain gives you coins from different people who've wished into the fountain. It's just amazing. I can't begin to express how incredible Dalaran is, but the Purple Parlor, which you get to by going to the Violet Hold, which is in the southwest, I guess, part of the city. It's right near the Alliance faction's section of the city. And go up into there. When you're going up the stairs, the portal you take is on the right-hand side, and you will go up to the Purple Parlor. Go to the balcony. This gives you a beautiful view over the city. If you turn on your view distance to maximum, you'll find that it's just an incredible sight. The only regret that I have is that screenshots do not do this justice because there's a gate in the way to prevent you from jumping down and dying. But it is definitely one of the most amazing, incredible sights you'll see. Lastly, once you have your flight capabilities, I definitely recommend taking a trip to Icecrown. The architecture there, the mobs there, the sheer idea of that zone is absolutely amazing. I definitely recommend it. It is definitely worth the effort and the time that it will take you to get there. I will advise that if you're going to AFK, fly to your faction's flying machine that's there, because if you don't, you may die. There are mobs in the air. They will come attack you and they will kill you. Now on to the quests. As I said before, the first one has definitely got to be Return to Angrathar. I'm going to try not to spoil it, but I might spoil it. The cutscene and the resulting chain of quests from Return to Angrathar, in my opinion, are unparalleled in the entire game of World of Warcraft. If you have not seen this event, you can get it around 72 or 73 in Dragonblight. It is absolutely amazing. It is completely worth the time and effort that it takes to get it, and much like the Death Knight starting areas, it is one of the most recommended places I would say to go. If you go anywhere other than the Death Knight starting area, I would say go to Dragonblight, go do the Return to Angrathar, because it's definitely worth the effort. Going back to the starting zones, I've got a few quests, across the two starting zones of Howling Fjord and Borean Tundra for my last four quests I recommend you do. The first one is the Mechanomes. You talk to Fizz Crank Full Throttle at the Fizz Crank Airstrip, and you have to listen to his story, and he tells you a story of Gearmaster Mechazod, and it essentially gives us the first bit of gnome lore that we've had in, well, the entire game. Other than they blew up Nomergon to try and kill off the Trogs, but killed their own people instead. So I definitely recommend, if you're eager for lore about the gnomes specifically, definitely check out Gearmaster Mechazod's story and quest lines there. And all of that starts with Fizz Crank Full Throttle at the Fizz Crank Airstrip in Borean Tundra. Next on my list, Rescue Evanor. This is sort of the completion of the Amber Ledge series of quests, for the most part. It is where you have obtained a prisoner, a barrel mage hunter or whatever, the human sorcerers who serve the blue dragons by Amber Ledge. Once you've interrogated him, you know where they're keeping Evanor, you get the key to her prison, and you then ride dragons there to attack the location of her prison and rescue her. It is a very cool quest. It is very fun to be riding on dragons, and I did really enjoy the ability to interact with the story a little bit more than we usually get to. This is not one of those go kill 5 of these or go collect 20 of these. It is a really cool quest. Next, we have some quests from the Howling Fjord for the last two quests of this segment, and that is the first Echoes of Ymiron, and this is a bit of human history. Or human lore, I suppose. It tells the story of two of the Vricul, who, back when they were good people, or mildly good people, gave birth to a smaller child than was normal for every Vricul. The child was small, it was pale, it was not the hardened skin of the normal Vricul, and the parents of it feared for their lives and its life as long as it was known about it, so they sent it south. Guess what? We're it. The humans were the ones who grew out of those little, runt of children from the Vricul, and we are the ones that have come to pass from that point. So that is sort of your bit of human lore, the human creation story, so to speak, from the Howling Fjord. And the last one, it's called It Goes to 11, and I'm pretty sure there is some hint there that I'm not aware of, but the end result is that you get to take control of a harpoon using the harpoon control mechanism, and you get to shoot harpoons at buildings in Wormskull Village, which is right by Valgard, and you also get to take out Dragonflare defenders. Now, this quest was bugged in beta, and there are frequent mentions of it being bugged in current live realms. The trick to this quest is you shoot for the roof. You do not shoot for the building. You do not shoot for the base of the building. You aim for the roof, you'll hit your target, you'll get your quest completed. As for the Dragonflare defenders, it was always really touchy trying to figure out how to complete that. They were very hard to defeat. If you get knocked out of your harpoon, just run away until they go away, and then start over again. So, that is my top 5 places and top 5 quests to do in the World of Warcraft, Wrath of the Lich King, Northrend continent. Of course, as I've said many times before, I recommend going to the Death Knight starter area and create one Death Knight at the very least, and just see how exciting it is, see how cool it is, and see what you think of the expansion's content. So that's about it for this episode of All Things Azeroth. Check out our website at allthingsazeroth.com. Email us if you have any comments, thoughts, or questions about the AzPodmo at show@allthingsazeroth.com. We'll be recording a new show on Monday evening about 9:30 Central Time or so, 8:30, 9:30, somewhere around there. And follow us on Twitter, that's All Things As. Review us on iTunes, we always like to get reviews. And don't forget, we have a contest. I'll be putting up a post there possibly tonight, probably more likely tomorrow, about just what we are including in this contest, what you have to do for the contest, and all of that good stuff. So thanks again for tuning into this AzPodmo, the final one for the month of November. Take care, happy hunting, and see you in Outlands.